Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative communities. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGV, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. Now, I've been having a really great conversation with my guest tonight. I have the Current and Turn galleries in the studio with me, along with mixed media artist Keishel Knowles, who will be representing the Current at the Scope Art Fair in Miami. And we've been talking about two art fairs tonight. We're talking about Scope, and we are also talking about Untitled Art. And, you know, we start to talk a bit about, you know, Keishel, you were sharing how actually exhibiting at these art fairs has taken two friends of yours, kind of catapulted their careers from being more local to actually more international. They've been getting really great opportunities. One of them, Giovanna Swaby, who's actually a former student of mine, recently exhibited in a museum, which, you know, we don't really think about it like that here, but as an artist, being able to have an exhibition in a museum, especially before you die, it's a pretty big deal. Yeah. It's a huge deal. It's kind of like a pinnacle of your career, really and truly, to be able to showcase your work in a museum. So really thinking about what an art fair means for artists. And these are smaller art fairs. You know, they're kind of about a decade or so old, but they're also broadening their reach, which creates a space for artists living in the Bahamas, galleries in the Bahamas, to be a part of it. So I'm going to go back to you, Jody, to talk about a bit more about these art fairs and the work Turn has been doing to take artists to art fairs, because this is not the only one y'all have been doing. Y'all have been doing art fairs quite a bit in the past few months.
Yeah, so our Turn is like strictly a commercial art gallery, which means that we just try to use as much avenues as possible to ensure that our artists are visible and that we sell work, you know. And art fairs are marketplaces. Even though, you know, there's a lot of good scholarship that comes out of them, a lot of curators come by a booth, and there's a lot of great connections that happen at these places as well. So we just do our best to give our artists as much visibility and opportunity as possible by positioning ourselves in these places. So we did Future Fair, which is a really super small fair, but, you know, still great in New York. We got into the Armory, which is also like a really big fair earlier this year with Tessa Whitehead and Leisho Johnson. Last year we did Untitled, so we're back again at Untitled, taking Blue Curry, Heino Schmidt, and Drew Leach. So I must like say that, you know, Heino did Folta as well in his pop-up days, and, you know, Blue has showed at, you know, the Tate, and, you know, he's doing some really awesome things. And we've showed Drew at Future Fair. So this is just like another way for us to like keep presenting these artists in different spaces and ensuring that their name, you know, stays in like the minds of persons outside of our like specifically Caribbean art space and persons who are looking at the Caribbean. So we have plans for stuff next year. So fingers crossed, applications are in. So we look forward to that. But yeah. For our booth this year, we are presenting a more like stripped down monochromatic, like last year we did like really big with like April Bay, Anina, Sydney, Kendra. So there's a lot of color, a lot of texture, a lot of them, you know, like it just was like very like dense and colorful and beautiful. And this year we're like, we're stripped back, sleek, monochromatic kind of, you can imagine Heino's like huge sculptures, like not sculptures, drawings in the place, and Drew's like black and white surreal imagery with Blue Curry's more conceptual like installation. So that's our presentation. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it realized, because as you know, John and Avery, I could tell you like what's in SketchUp don't really look like what's, you know, manifest on the wall, but Yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes and how it's received.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, this is a conversation I have with people all the time. I tell them this is why you go to art school, because art, what art school does is it resets your brain and pushes you to do things that like go beyond normal human capacity in terms of your ability to think quickly on your feet, adapt quickly, and then like create on the spot and like work really, really long, crazy hours and somehow still be able to function the next day. I think they do it on purpose because if you're going to be working in this field for the rest of your life, it never ends. But no, it's also very exciting at the same time. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So, John, Avria, so for the current, I mean, y'all have been, art fairs also are a huge part of how you promote your artists. So what have art fairs been, what have those opportunities been looking like for the arts you represent this year? And what are your plans for the future in terms of taking more artists into the international realm to really get a lot more exposure?
Right. So we have, I always have to appreciate Jody for giving all the historical context and stuff about pop-up and those fairs that we used to do in the old days. Cause she's correct. We've done about 7 or 8 fairs through the pop-up platform. And then a lot of that energy we transferred over to the current. So we have done a few other fairs. We did Volta twice in the past, and then we did Scope one time. And so now obviously we're very excited to be representing K-Shell at Scope. But one of the things, I mean, so for us, we are moving forward and thinking about participating next year, possibly in Scope again. We're not 100% sure if that's the fair that we're going to go for. I think we just kind of reckoned with the maturity of our gallery itself, and you know the way that we can, you know, the current is a part of a much bigger organization. We are not quite as lean and as nimble as Turn. Turn is very focused and very, very specific and very, very, you know, kind of goal oriented. And we're goal oriented as well, but we also have a big, big infrastructure to manage. So within that, the art fair conversation is, I think, for us a little bit different, as is our philosophy on how we represent artists. Right. We have a bit of a broader net of artists that find themselves on our walls and so on and so forth. And so we have to be a little bit more kind of specific about how we think about things moving forward. But one of the things for us is it's interesting because we are interested in the fairs, I think, for the same reasons that Turn is into trying to get people more visibility, obviously increase sales and so on and so forth. But one of the things for us, our infrastructure is also kind of, we take the sweater and we turn it inside out and put it back on again, because I think we're also interested in creating a platform that then becomes an opportunity, because we have the infrastructure to actually become like a partner fair within this dialogue of fairs that's going on. So I think for us in the future, what we would like to see happen is a small regional fair that actually happens here that we can support, that represents galleries that are maybe from the local scene, especially Turn. I mean, we're like partners with them. We do all kinds of stuff and we're very supportive and vice versa. But I think our future is thinking about how we can participate in fairs, but also how the current and Echo and Bahamar Large may become this larger partnering organization that actually we can start thinking about what is it like for us to have an art fair that's in the Bahamas that represents the region or represents, you know, Latin America represents different kinds of areas. Because I think what Jody spoke about was very, very important. The fairs are all very curated, right? Scope as well. Like there's a main curator that's kind of deciding what you don't just kind of like pay and get in. They definitely vet through and they have very specific ideas about where you would be in the fair. So for us, I think we're thinking about it in terms of studying and understanding what it means from an infrastructure perspective, and also being able to kind of build that infrastructure here that allows us to kind of have a bit of an exchange while we're thinking about representing talented artists. Like right now we have K-Shell, and we're very happy to be able to represent her, because the fairs are, you know, as much about the galleries as they are the artists that participated in them. So the visibility is for the gallery itself. Like, this is our, you know, all the galleries, this is my A team. These are my best players. These are my starters who I take to these things to kind of participate and actually create memorable experiences for people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I think it really is, when you think about it, it's like a huge to think about the art scene here in the Bahamas now and think about where it was, also reflecting on the fact that next year we're going to be celebrating 50 years of independence, right? And I remember an art exhibition we had here, one of our permanent exhibitions, where we really focused on using the National Collection to tell this story. And we mapped out the history of art in this country, basically starting from right before independence, when more Bahamians began to see having art as a career, something that was a viable option, especially with Black Bahamians, so that they could participate in that. And, you know, I do wonder for those who are no longer with us, what they would think if they saw what we're doing now, right? And also adding this to our history, right, where you're going from the days of Chelsea pottery, Bahamian pottery, Brent Malone's multiple gallery spaces, you know, Dongalik, which is still alive and functioning, and where they started, and like thinking about how that was so all very kind of local, and really these artists are thinking about like, how do we get people here and to show them who we are and who we are beyond sunset and sea. But now we are taking it the next step, and we're like, hey, we're going to take local artists and we're going to take them outside the country. So people now, when they think about, I think Amanda said this in one of the last mind canvases we had with Turn, that, you know, now people don't say, oh, hey, y'all have art in the Bahamas. It's like, oh, yeah, that's really cool that you have artists in the Bahamas, you know. And the conversation is changing from, oh, y'all are running around with grass skirts and living in huts and just like drinking coconut water from the coconuts all day. It's like, oh, y'all are really people. There are real people who actually can have conceptual thoughts and create good art, right? However you want to define good art. So it's just really exciting and also really interesting to really map this progression, this movement, this change. And John, you know, you've kind of been a part of this from like the inception, from much, much earlier, coming in as a younger artist here in the, starting out your professional career in the early 90s, late 80s. I mean, how does it feel to kind of see where we are now, considering where we started?
I'm very excited. I'm very proud of it. Like, you know, I probably shouldn't use the word proud. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But I'm just happy to see all of the people participating. You know, like, it's like super awesome to see Jody and the role that she has at Turn and how well Turn is doing. And, you know, I have Avery, you know, working with me. It's the second time I overlap working with Avery. The first time was with NHEB. And then, you know, now here, like, doing all this work, you know, I mean, everybody, I mean, you, Katrina, there's so many things. I mean, Pop-Pop had like almost like a 2-decade run that really, I think, in a way, kind of shaped expectations and ideologies and kind of turned, there was a turn on the horizon, no pun intended, Turn Gallery, but there was a curve on the horizon that was coming that I think a lot of people wanted or needed some kind of incubator or some kind of infrastructure or handrail or guide rail or some kind of set of rules or something like that to help like go like, okay, we're gonna kind of like, we're letting go of some stuff in the past and we're grabbing onto something that's new here. And I think that that's what Pop-Pop did for a lot of artists for a long period of time, and it kind of set up this new critical discourse, which I find very exciting to feel like our artists are a part of it. And while I'm excited, you know, we've been sophisticated all along. Like, it's not like a new thing. Like, I didn't think we need to emphasize that point. It's like, we just didn't just get good enough to be in the fairs now. It's like the artists, Brent Malone was good enough to be in a fair, and so was Max Taylor, and so was Amos Ferguson, and so was all these people. But somehow the lining up of the structure of the league, you know, I mean, I liken it to a lot of other things. Like, you need to have a So you need to have a league. You know what I mean? You want to be a good soccer player, you need to play in a good soccer league. And that means that you need to have a structure and teams and organizations and well-run organizations and well-run competitions and that kind of stuff. And so I kind of liken all these fairs and all this other stuff that kind of is going on to like, it's like the new league of contemporary art practice. Like it's the arena, you know?
And it's also about confluence too, but we're going to take a quick break. And come right back and continue this conversation, because I think, you know, really, really delving into another side, it's like it's not goes beyond the art, but it's about the work that happened to really get us to this point as well. So for all of you who are tuning in, be sure to come back. And just remember that you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. So we'll be right back right after these messages.